Hey guys, you didn't think we forgot about you. We took a short break over the holidays, and now we're back. And I'm obviously not Troy Trollsarian, but I'm doing a little intro. This week, we're going to have a special two-parter. We're going to release the introduction to the legend, Matt Akins. And next week, we're going to talk about more about his jiu-jitsu experience and how he experienced it coming up and growing alongside it. So sit back and enjoy the interview with Troy and the one and only Matt Akins.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. So, Camarillo Brothers, and then you came back to Oklahoma shortly after that, right?
Yeah.
Some training at the Hicksons.
Yeah, I spent 15 years brothers. Training out there, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Training in Los Angeles, off and on at the Hickson Gracie Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2010, I moved back home to Oklahoma. And I was training at Redline for a little bit, on and off and on. Mm-hmm. And on and off. That was my impression of Hickson's flow with the go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, mm-hmm. Yeah, I trained there on and off and on for a couple of years. Yeah. And then, you know, with Ty Gay, and then I came to you know, Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. That's where I met all you awesome people.
Mm-hmm.
It's my family right here.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's where we were lucky enough to.
I feel like we're the real winners.
Yes, exactly.
In that relationship.
Well, look at this fucking, he's gone from all these incredible people to.
I know, I almost skipped out 15 years.
Right.
I went from 1996 to 2010. You know, actually, no, to 2015.
Yeah.
That's when I started training over at OMA, Oklahoma mm-hmm. Martial Arts Academy.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that there's more to this story? Tune in next week to find out what Matt did, where he went, and all the places that he's trained and the amazing people he's met along the way. Now, back to the story.
Yeah.
So, no,
anytime
cool.
I roll with this man, it's like, teach me
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Everything.
Exactly.
Because he knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Such a wealth of knowledge, so we're super lucky to have Matt with us.
You guys are too nice. Especially coming from the guy that submits me every 30 seconds.
That is,
you know, in training.
Bullshit.
You know, so.
I did the same thing when I wrote you. I'm like, how can I fix this?
Well, yeah, it's awesome to be able to bounce ideas off someone who's got information from so many different viewpoints, from all of these legends in the sport. And he actually thinks that my jiu-jitsu is decent, so that's really cool. Pretty awesome.
More than decent, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're too kind.
I'm gonna be world champion one of these days.
Making me blush. You guys just can't see it right now. But yeah, that's a good overview of your jiu-jitsu. What else? You're interested in, like, weapons and, you know, art and all that kind of stuff. Do you have anything about those things you'd like to share with us? I know we've been talking a little bit about weapons as I'm starting to get it more and more into pistols and stuff like that. I still have a very limited knowledge, but Matt's one of the dudes that I'm like, hey, what do you think about this, you know, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I first started off in Jeet Kune Do,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jeet Kune Do is one of those arts where it really, really emphasizes the effectiveness of multiple different arts at multiple different ranges.
Mm-hmm.
The constant closing the distance and closing the gap, and you transition from one art to another to another, you know, going from basically boxe francais savate to the Wing Chun trapping to boxing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so there is this huge push at the time, you know. Of course, you know, Guru Danny Nosano brought kind of like a Eskrima, the Filipino martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
He really, really popularized it in the United States, you know. And so he taught that as a huge curriculum at the Nosano Academy. And so you have a lot of the blade arts, Kali, you know, being taught there. And so a lot of that, you know, was a tremendous influence on me, the Kali Eskrima, the blade arts, and just the understanding of just how dangerous it is when you deal with a knife. And especially here in Oklahoma, where basically everywhere you go, everybody's got a knife on them, you know.
Yeah.
It's in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in Oklahoma, everyone's got their concealed carry license.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, jiu-jitsu kind of gets thrown out the window,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah, that's what I tell a lot of people is, you know, the ultimate form of self-defense is to have a firearm.
Yeah, like, basically, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, sit back and, like... What good is doing 20 years of jiu-jitsu when some kid, you know, who's got his Glock 19, you know, you just don't want to mess with it.
Exactly.
But yeah. And also Eric Paulson used to sit there, and everywhere we went, he was always very careful about talking about martial arts, because if I was with him, there'd always be that awkward pause. And every single time he's like, okay, this is Matt Akins. Mm-hmm. He's very opinionated. He's like, hey, Gordon, this is Matt Akins. He trains at Hickson's. And, yeah, he's very opinionated. So, yeah, because, you know, it was like I just kind of, from training at Hickson's.
Yeah.
He's very, very blunt. And so, and my brother is also very blunt about jiu-jitsu and ideas, you know, because, you know, why waste somebody's time?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of that in the way I teach and in the way I train, and you see it a lot in like some of the private lessons I do. I don't mean to be coarse, but you know, I'd rather just, you know, yeah, there's kind of a bluntness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with, you know, the sidearms, guns, and a lot of what they do, what they teach in Krav Maga, you know, I remember hanging out with Eric Paulson, and he did a tremendous amount of seminars for law enforcement. A lot of things with, you know, defensive tactics, arrest and control procedures, asbaton and weapon retention.
Mm-hmm.
But there really wasn't very much on the disarms. And with the disarms, you know, that's something that basically lies in the realm of, like, these systems like Sistema, Krav Maga, you know, because that's where they kind of shine. But in my opinion, not to say that they aren't effective, because the techniques work, but the techniques are not used in a very realistic manner.
Mm.
You know, every time I watch these, you know, like these Krav Maga videos, it's almost like, you know, you're watching these Steven Seagal movies.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, the reason why I don't teach disarms is because I don't want to basically empower somebody to throw their life away, to risk
mm-hmm.
their lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, a lot of these, like my father, you know, my dad lives in New York, and he's been held up many, many times,
mm-hmm.
and he never puts up a fight, and always, you know, the bottom line has always been, you know, like these people, when you're being held at gunpoint, you know, and you're getting robbed, basically all they want is your money. They mm-hmm. don't want to kill you. They have a voice and they use it. The moment somebody opens up their mouth and says, hey, give me your wallet, that's all they want. They don't want any problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the gun represents. They're like, hey, here's my gun. I don't want any problems. Let's just do this the easy way. And so what happens is, like, if I want to rob somebody like Troy or Julia, these two badasses sitting next to me, okay, if I want to rob them, the easiest thing for me to do is just to shoot you guys and mm-hmm. take your wallets, right? There's no arguing, there's no fighting, there's yeah. no, like, bickering over, like, you know, mm-hmm. just shoot you, take your wallet, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's somebody who wants to kill you. That's somebody who wants to hurt you. That's somebody who's like, it doesn't matter to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the person that's like, hey, I want your wallet, they don't want to hurt you. They just want your wallet. And so you have to ask yourself, what's my life worth? Is it this $50 in my wallet, these credit cards that I can just, you know,
call
in and cancel?
Mm-hmm.
So just give it to them. And usually, you know, they're like, hey, I'm sorry. They're desperate.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through desperate times. You know, life is difficult for them. So, you know, just do what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reality is that somebody who knows how to use a sidearm, somebody who's well-versed in small arms, in every martial art, there is a range where the art is effective. And in understanding how to use these arts, what happens is it is a game of range and distance, is that you maintain a particular range where the art is effective. Mm-hmm. And with modern combat handgunning, basically you always try to maintain a range where the weapon basically shines, where it's in the range where it's effective. And that effectiveness is not where you're standing, you know, 2 feet away from them with your gun to their back, okay? With your gun to their head. You know, you never put the gun in range where just by reaching out, the opponent can take it away from you, okay? So that right there, you know, I think is a huge flaw.
Yeah.
It's a huge flaw. You see in law enforcement, they always, you know, they're always 20 feet away. They're like, hey, get down on the ground, down to your knees. I want to see your hands, you know, hands on the ground, face to the floor, flat. They explain everything that they want from you, you know? And that's why you use your voice, and that's why you keep that certain range. So the thing is with Krav Maga, what they do is really cool. You know, they have a lot of solutions to these problems that, in my opinion, shouldn't exist. You know what I'm saying? What do you do when the gun is to your back? What do you do when the gun is to your back and pointed to your head? What do you do when the guy's on your side, gun is pointed behind the tricep? What do you do when the gun is on your side in front of the bicep? What do you do when the gun is directly in front of you? What do you do when the gun is directly in front of you and pointed at your head? And that's great because it gives them a curriculum to teach. You know, and that's awesome. But the reality is that do you really want to risk your life, you know, taking a gun out of, you know, someone's hand? You know, it's never worth it, really.
Yeah.
Not only that, but if they pull the trigger when the gun's pointed to your head, even if you disarm them, even if you take the gun away, if they pull the trigger, you're basically deaf in one ear. You know? Is that worth 50, 60 bucks?
No.
No, it's not. So just give it to them. Because basically the person that points their gun at your head, if they haven't shot you already, they don't want to shoot you. They just want your money or your girlfriend.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And they're replaceable, right?
Exactly, yeah.
For this guy, they are.
They're almost all the same. There's only a few good ones out there. Exactly, like pie. Yeah. So yeah, interesting stuff. What is one message that you would send to the world if you could, like on a big platform, maybe a commercial or a billboard or something like that? If you had one phrase that you wanted to share with the world, what would it be? Big deep question out
limited
of nowhere.
Limited words don't go on for like.
It could be long or short or
just be kind to everybody, be good to everybody,
yeah,
you know, as he pets pie.
That's I think that is the love, that's the most powerful thing in the world.
Love absolutely. Each other, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Good stuff. A couple more of the questions that I usually ask are, what is the best purchase under $100 that you've made recently? Like, what's changed your life the most that you've bought under $100? Some people will say, like, a book they really like, or, I don't know, someone said a diffuser for essential oils. We've had some interesting answers, so I like to ask that question.
Well,
it could be over $100, too, but no, just mean, like just a vague
guy. Okay, one of my most recent purchases was a flashlight that I use at work on basically almost every single day, because I work on aircrafts. I work at Tinker. I'm an aircraft mechanic. I work on electrics. And basically, I picked up a flashlight from Phoenix, the PD-35 TAC. And
how many lumens you got on that thing?
It's 1,000 lumens.
1,000 lumens. Damn.
1,000 lumens on...
that's a lot.
Yeah, on their burst mode. No, it's good. It's it's set to, let me see, 8 lumens, 60 lumens, 200 lumens, 500 lumens, and then 100 lumens.
Wow.
Also with a strobe effect. Mm-hmm. And then there's standard and tactical mode, which the tactical mode basically always starts off at 1,000 lumens. You can't take it out of that mode. Wow. It's just always, because when your life is on the line, boom, 1,000 lumens, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't see anything. You know?
So, yeah, I use it every single day. It was actually a gift for a friend of mine. And under, you know, just unfortunate circumstances, I ended up with it. So, you know, and so I've been basically putting it to good use.
Nice. That's good stuff. Yeah, for sure. What are the other questions I usually ask? We got through so much interesting material. Yeah. What else? What is one new idea, belief, or practice that you've, like maybe in the past year, adopted that's changed your life? Could be like a meditation or anything like that. A new book you've read. I know these are kind of deep questions right on the spot, but no pressure.
Well, you kind of know my story. So I think, you know, basically in dealing with relationships, in dealing with people in general, you know, just forgiveness. I think that's probably like one of the most important things, you know, because that's, in my opinion, I think that's, you know, one of the greatest gifts that you can give somebody.
Is your time.
Your time, but also forgiveness, because what happens is that when things happen, when there's a falling out, when something is not quite right, you know, so that person, so you and that person can move forward with their lives, you know, there's a certain sense of closure that's necessary. And usually what happens is that that person is looking for a particular sense of closure so that they can go on with their lives, so that it doesn't haunt them, it doesn't sit with them, it's not, you know, in the back of their mind for the rest of their lives. And I think usually closure, forgiveness allows people to move forward, you know, because, you know, in life, that's there's only so much time, and it's very finite, and you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, everyone is free to make their own decision. Everyone is free to live their own lives, you know? So, and that's it, you know? Like, I have my life to live, you have yours, and Julie and Cody have theirs, you know? So, you know, and that's it.
Nice. People. So that sense of forgiveness can help you guys both kind of move on in your lives and find new things and experience your path.
Yeah, you know, you dwell on it. You dwell on this kind of stuff. And, you know, and the thing is, because in life, you meet people that are good to you. You meet people that are not so good to you. Right? You see it all the time in jiu-jitsu. I mean, you create whole entire jiu-jitsu websites about that.
Yeah.
Whether it's like you're good to people and they're not really loyal, or you're good to people and, you know, next thing you know, it's like you're fighting for your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you don't know whether these people that you dedicate and devote a lot of time to, you know, deep down inside, who they really are. And, you know, and so sometimes when, like in life, you know, everybody has their own road to travel. And in life, sometimes you're on the same road for a while. Sometimes it's a long road. Sometimes it's a short road. And everybody, in my opinion, you share that road for a while, and then they're free to either come in or out of your life because they have their own journey.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like even at our academy, you know, great example, people come and go all the time. And no matter how good we are to them, and no matter how much love we throw at them, you don't really know what's going on in a person's life. You don't really know what shaped and molded them and what they've been through. And so sometimes, you know, when people, you know, in our opinions, treat us badly, then I've just kind of learned to let it go.
Yeah.
I've just kind of learned to let it go, and there's a certain sense of karma to it. And regardless, you just try to be good to everybody and wish them the best.
Yeah, which always brings, I think, good things back on you, because even people that have left on weird terms or whatever, you know, I feel like if they still feel like you were cool to them and all that stuff, then it'll always come back, you know, tenfold, and it's just good to be good to people. I agree with that. I think it goes back to kind of your phrase to change the world, you know, be kind to each other.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing is that in life, you know, everything kind of happens for a reason, and everyone, mm-hmm. like I said, has their own life to live. And usually a lot of times when, you know, people treat you bad, what goes on is, you know, and they leave, they go on to start other jiu-jitsu schools or whatever, not to get too deep into it, mm-hmm. you know, but that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of, because I could go on for days, like the people that I felt kind of stabbed me in the back,
mm-hmm.
but I just let life play itself out. And in the years to come, I just let them sink their own ship,
mm-hmm.
and just allow them to self-sabotage.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's what that type of behavior usually does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've even seen some of those people, you know, come back and try to repay some of the kindnesses and all that kind of stuff. So I think it can be a positive thing on both sides of the line there when someone chooses to go out and on a different path, and they may end up remembering how cool you were to them and want to help you out with your journey as well. So I think that's a good point right there, Matt.
Absolutely, smart brother. Stuff. That's why you got so many people supporting you, dude. You're a good kid, good heart, and that's why everybody, you know, puts so much energy into you, you know, because they see, you know, that's the thing, man. That's our school mm-hmm. is filled with nothing but just awesome people.
Yeah, absolutely. That are trying to support each other, and I think that's what's going to help me accomplish my dreams and you accomplish yours and make Julia one of the meanest women in MMA and the most accomplished, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Big things coming from all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a pretty good... Actually, one more question before we kind of close this thing up. Do you have any resolutions for 2018?
Yeah, I just got a new job, mm-hmm. you know, working at Tinker, and so I'm just going to put a lot of energy into that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always try to be really good at whatever it is I do, whether, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's jiu-jitsu or whatever. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to focus a little bit on work right now, and, you know, then hopefully when I have some time, get back in the gym, and hopefully you guys teach me all the new stuff. You
know, awesome.
I'm missing out on.
Right, yeah. You know. I've been in the lab working on some different stuff. A lot of it is influenced by Matthew himself, so you see a little Hickson Gracie flavor in my game, you know where it came from. It's really more Matt Aikens flavor, but he's got all these awesome influences, you know.
It's my take on
Machado, Machado, Hickson, Camarillo, all that stuff, so any of the arm locks and whatnot, the crazy back control, the Hickson choke that you see. Probably has some matte flavor from it. So thank you for everything that you shared with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for being you. It's awesome to have you on the show. Thank you, Julia, for everything you do.
Thank you very much for having me, Cody, for letting us
use your house. Thank you to everyone that's listening. Love you guys so much. I want to, ask a small favor of you guys. Feel like I try to add as much value to your day as possible with these, so if you guys would help me out by subscribing to the podcast, giving me that 5-star rating. If you don't like it, then fuck you, but if you do, then yeah, help us out. If you got any value from this, I hope you did, and you'll give us a little subscription and a 5-star rating. A few things that I wanted to fill you guys in on that I've been working on over the last couple of weeks, a few things that I've gotten into are the Book of Five Rings about Miyamoto Musashi's life that I think have been super interesting in like the way he views the world and the martial arts, and just you don't even have to be a martial artist to appreciate the book. Just his morals and the ways that he conducts himself are really, really interesting, I think. So highly recommend that book. The other book I've been reading is Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, the emperor of one of the biggest empires ever. So kind of seeing his everyday thoughts, and it was a book that wasn't supposed to be published. It was just like his own personal journal. So to see someone that had as much going on as him and the way that he kind of used Stoic philosophy to moderate everything that was going on, I think is super, super interesting. Also, I have people ask me about the supplements that I take a lot of the time, so I thought I would share some of those with you. HempConnect is a company that sponsors me, but I was paying for their products before they sponsored me, so it's really, really high-quality CBD products that have made a huge influence on the way that I'm able to recover and rest, and I feel like it also helps with cognition, like anxiety and depression and things like that. I'm not a doctor or anything, but I've seen in my own life that they've really helped with those things. Also, Onnit Brand, they don't sponsor me yet, but I'm working on that. I take a lot of their products. The New Mood is something that I use to help with depression symptoms. That's something that I used to take like over-the-counter medicine or whatever, like prescribed medication for, and it would kind of zombify me, but I think this Onnit brand New Mood has really helped with dealing with those and managing those symptoms without making me feel like a zombie. So I think those are really good too. If you have any depression symptoms or if you just have trouble sleeping, those really help. The other product that I take from them is the Alpha Brain, which I think helps a lot with my mental focus and energy level and whatnot. So check those products out. I've seen a huge, huge amount of benefit in my experience with them. And I'm not being paid to say anything about any of those products. So you know that I endorse them personally, and I wouldn't say anything about them if I didn't think it would bring you guys value. So thank you guys for listening. I love you all. And come back next week for another awesome episode of the Trillsarian Show.
Sponsor Spotlight.
Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy can be your home for self-defense tactics, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, mixed martial arts, boxing, Muay Thai, and much more. With classes throughout the day and week, we offer self-discipline with an accommodating schedule. For ages 3 and up, partake in classes, be a part of the team with Black Belt Professor Seth Norman and Brown Belt Janie Meadows. All in all, great people. Make the change today. We're located inside of Key Health Fitness at 14701 North Kelly Avenue in Edmond, Oklahoma. Or you can call us at 405-816-7242. See you on the mats. Oss.
Shout out to the awesome folks at HempConnect, my CBD sponsor out of Boulder, Colorado, run by Matt and Courtney Chandler. Awesome people with a vision for health and wellness. A few of the products that I use every day are the tincture oil, ranging from 500 to 1,000 milligrams of full-spectrum CBD. You just apply a few drops under the tongue and you're ready to go. I like to do it at the beginning of my day and at the end of my day to help sleep, to help mood, as well as inflammation and things like that. Another option are the chill pills, which come in a pack of 30, 25 milligram active CBD capsules. Awesome if the oil is not your thing, so those are really good as well. Also, I like the Agape Body Spray, which is a topical rub. It is hemp-infused with 500 milligrams of CBD, really good for localized pain. So check them out at hempconnects.com/jiu-jitsu. Awesome people with a great cause. Thank you. We just wanted to plug Green Strength real quick. The founder of Green Strength, Lucius Christopher Tyree, did I say that right?
The fourth.
Any nutritional or strength and conditioning needs, he is the physical culturist around here. So be sure to hit him up, pick his brain, follow him on all of his social media stuff. He shares dope shit all the time.
You guys can find me on Instagram. It's Green Strength IV, as in Green Strength 4. And then my website is greenstrengthhq.com. And you can find me there. You can reach out if you ever have any questions or anything. And holler at me.
So, yeah, that's a wrap.
All right, everybody, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Back to Alice Tower, back to it. My name is Dr. Jeff Ajazi. I'm a practicing chiropractor in Edmond, Oklahoma. I've been practicing for a little over 8 years. My practice is at 3560 South Boulevard, Suite 100. Come check us out. We're here to take care of you.
Back to Wellness Practice.